Yeah, about that.
There'll probably be some music. Good man.
Our time is a time for crossing barriers, for erasing old categories, for probing around.
So damn frosty, the people like,
damn, that's a cold ass honky.
Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine, dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes, those are green, draped in a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me, probably should have washed this, smells like R. Kelly sheets. But shit, it was 99 cents. I get copping it, washing it. About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking in. Bummy and grungy fucking men. I am stunting and flossing and saving my money. And I'm hella happy that's a bargain, bitch. I'ma take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I have his hand me down? Velour jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie brown leather jacket that I found. Dig it. They had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, hello, my ace man, my mellow. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game, hell no. I could take some pro wings, make them cool, sell those. The sneakerheads would be like,
ah, he got the Velcro.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up, this is fucking awesome.
Ow.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up, this is fucking awesome.
What she know about rocking the wolf on your noggin? What she knowin' about wearing a fur fox skin? I'm digging, I'm searching right through that luggage. One man's trash, that's another man's come up. Thank your granddad for donating that plaid button up shirt. Cause right now I'm up in her skirt. I'm at the Goodwill, you can find me in the I'm not stuck on searching in the section. Your grandma, your auntie, your mama, your mammy. I'll take those flannel zebra jammies secondhand and rock that motherfucker. The built-in onesie with the socks on that motherfucker. I hit the party and they stop in that motherfucker. They be like, oh, that Gucci, that's hella tight. I'm like, yo, that's $50 for a t-shirt. Limited edition, let's do some simple edition. $50 for a t-shirt, that's just some ignorant bitch. I call that getting swindled and pimped. I call that getting tricked by business. That shirt's hella dope. And having the same one as six other people in this club is a hella don't. Peep gang, come take a look through my telescope. Tryna get girls from a brand, man, you hella won't. Man, you hella won't.
Goodwill. Poppin' tags. Yes,
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big ass coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible.
Come on, man.
I'm in this big ass coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
Is that your grandma's coat?
When two seemingly disparate elements are imaginatively told, put in opposition in new and unique ways, startling discoveries
are... WCOM Radio, hey, listen, this is Micropower Radio. I'm Furious George signing in and then signing out because I'm just going to get back into this crazy music with some funny, funny stuff that I hope will keep your feet rocking. This here, the song's called Why They Keep Hiding Bodies Under My Garage. We also got some fun stuff to play. Actually, we just started there with some Macklemore, that crazy thrift off song. And then also starting off with the Harlem Shake. Just can't get it, you know, anywhere else. Like, you're going to get it in the next couple minutes here at Furious George. So stick around. I'm furious!
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Just minding my own business.
Bam! Hit me hard right from the back. I was looking at my seat. I was like, whoa! I could see the car in front of me. I was about to hit him, so I kind of veered off this way. As I veered off this way, the guy who hit me veered off the other way, and he hit the curb.
And I kind of stopped, and I was like, whoa. And the wires come down, boom, and then arc, arc, arc. That fire was coming everywhere, arcing, sparking, blowing up. I saw one arc go from the corner of my van up to the car behind me. It was like a big rainbow, boom. It was coming up, boom, boom. Remember, I was like, yeah. And as I come up, I started to touch the top, and a little spark jumped out. I was like, whoa! I stepped out the rest of the way. Lucky I didn't get burned more.
So, crazy?
Oh, it was crazy, dude. I was just sitting there, and I was like, oh! Reality hit you hard, bro.
Oh, bro, it's just like, dude, you get the best barrels ever, dude. Snack lip, pull back, drop down, snap, ah! And then after that, drop in, try the ball and get pitted, so pitted like that.
Tell me about the whistles.
The whistles got whoop!
It sounds like what?
Well, you want to whoop, whoop!
It's that whoop whoop. You know what I'm saying? Then you got the flows. They didn't trip off the flow masters.
That decoration, man. Just for decoration. That's all, man. We do it for decoration.
You have it on your car?
Yeah, I got it on my car.
It was being installed on their car.
Some neighbors are saying way too loud.
That's only in the morning. You're supposed to be up cooking breakfast or somebody, and so that's like an alarm clock. Woo woo!
And I was scared. I was finna eat a hamburger. It took it. And I don't even know where is it.
I took your hamburger out of your hand.
And drink. I don't know where is it.
How's it feel to get the power restored? It's been 5 days, hasn't it?
You know what? Hey, I'm so glad the power come back on because I was burning up.
Lamasa Pace said she was thrilled to see all the power trucks rolling down her street, South Military.
The whole street was lined up with them cherry pickers and all them crew. I said,
you said hallelujah.
I go like, hot dog, look at that, boy, look at that thing.
And 5 long hot days and nights after Saturday's storm, Delray has power for the first time. How well are you going to sleep tonight?
You bet I'm going to sleep like a baby.
Said something about burning the Quran. I was like, dude, you have no Quran, and ran off.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community. Many of you bring binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I gotta do look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yay?
Yeah! Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
There is, it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff. And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
Inhaling candy.
Yes, this is happening inside at least one upstate school, and it's gotten so bad among fourth and fifth graders at this one school, the principal even sent home a letter. This is a copy of that letter that warned parents that while it may not be real drugs, the behavior is inappropriate and will not be tolerated at Fountain Inn Elementary School.
Fox Carolina's Dana Wachter explains what these kids are doing, but also what parents need to know about this disturbing trend. Dana.
Well, guys, Fun Dip is basically a flavored powdered sugar. And if you crush up Smarties, it turns into a similar type powdery consistency. And folks at Fountain Inn Elementary, they say that they've never seen kids inhaling candy like this before, but they hope they will never have to see it again.
It all started a week and a half ago at Fountain Inn Elementary School.
They were basically crushing up Smarties and sucking them in, basically, is what they were doing, and it was creating a puff of smoke.
Principal Glenn Weil said there were 31 kids, half boys, half girls, involved, and their parents were all called.
Bottom of this. You're still on there, guy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man.
This guy, helping to direct traffic, says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This wars off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was Irish. I just came to help out.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm gonna run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I wanna know where the gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
What do you think? Do you believe in UFOs?
Oh yeah, yes sir. Definitely. They're out there, man. I seen them. I've been out there in Aurora, Texas. They got them little graves and stuff. Yeah, I've been out there, and oh no, I'm planning a trip. I'm planning a trip. We're going out to like Arizona or something and figure something out. Or not Arizona, what was it? Yeah, it was Arizona, right? That Air Force One where they found all that stuff. I got pictures of Aurora. I seen grave sites. They're out there, man, and I'm flying in the plane. I'm always hallucinating, but who really knows what I'm looking at? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but there's no proof of this. Just people's accounts.
You're right, there's no proof, but I mean, there's no proof of Jesus or, you know, people go in the restroom until they tell you about it, you know what I mean? I mean, that's just kind of the way I see things.
Alright, so you believe it then?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Do you think there's like little green men out there?
No little green men, sir.
No? Well, what do you think there is out there?
Who knows, dude? They could be made of water. I don't even know.
Water?
Water, man, you heard the man. Water. They could be made of anything extraterrestrial.
Extraterrestrial, you mean?
The extraterrestrial.
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 There you go. We'll be right back.
Then yesterday, a different child was caught doing a similar thing with Fun Dip.
We felt that we just needed to send something out to all of our parents, letting them know the concern of it, the concern at school, the inappropriateness of that type of behavior at school, and more than anything, just to make our parents aware of the simulation of the behavior that we felt that they needed to be aware of for their children.
That awareness, Adam Brickner says, is important. He's the director of the Phoenix Center, Greenville's drug rehabilitation center.
Well, my first thought was, you've got to be kidding me. Like, kids are getting so creative in trying to figure out ways to emulate what they're seeing in, you know, the media and possibly at home.
Brickner says it's sad that kids as young as elementary school age are doing this.
The drug itself is not the concern here. You know, the smarty dust is not the concern. The concern is the behavior of the children.
Inhaling candy may have respiratory effects, but it isn't addictive. To start talking to their kids about drugs.
Even though kids often act like they're not listening and they're not paying attention, parents are the number one influence in children's behavior.
The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Click. Click.
Virgin Islands, 30 years old on a business. Fuckered, man, like, what's he talking about? I didn't take him seriously at first. Comes driving down this way. He's like, you know what? I come to realize I'm Jesus Christ and I can do anything I fucking want to. And watch this, bam! And he smashed into this fucking guy right there, pinned him in between that fucking truck. And so I hop out. I look over, the guy's pinned there. I mean, like, freight train riders know this. Like, if you get pinned between something, do not fucking move that shit. Otherwise, you bleed out.
Set appropriate boundaries. The kids will push up against them and they'll fight them, but parents have to set the boundaries and then stick to the boundaries.
Like, motherfucker, I ran in, I grabbed the keys, he's fucking sitting there like nothing even happened. And like, fucking, like, man, if you started driving that car around again, man, there would have been a hell of a lot of bodies around here. fucking hop on out. And so I grabbed the bag, I threw it over by that pole right there, and then fucking Buddy gets out, and these two women are trying to help him. He runs up and grabs one of them, man. Like, a guy that big can snap a woman's neck like a pencil stick. So I fucking ran up behind him with a hatchet, smash, smash, smash.
You just walk the gutter.
Into a powder are now banned from the school, and if students are seen inhaling, they will be suspended. Diana?
Well, Dana, obviously Fountain and Elementary really getting ahead of this thing, but I'm going to suspect if it's happening there, it's probably happening elsewhere. I mean, 30 kids at that one school.
I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative.
Just listening to music, listening to these tracks might lead someone to experience something tantamount to the effects of taking cocaine or ecstasy. Some websites
are also... Oh, you're hearing that it could be at other schools as well, though the folks at the Phoenix Center say, of course, most of the kids are making healthy choices, and so this is not every child, but it is important to get it out there so that parents know what to look for so that they can try and take care of their kids and make sure that they're not doing this, which could lead to other things later on, of course, as well. Diana?
That's right. Definitely a good opportunity to sit down and talk with your kids and tell them what and what not to do. So thanks a lot, Diana.
I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Click. Click. I'm sorry.
so goddamn fucking tired by the time you get a new hope that you won't be strutting that ass. You'll be boom.
What's got you so mad today?
Me?
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to run. Everybody wants to run. That's good. Run, we hear the gunners. I'll walk.
I woke up to go give me a cold pop. Then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Showing us this pig attitude. The Clinton's got strut that ass, strut that ass, strut that ass.
Circumstances of a 65-year-old man's death. Danny Van Zandt was found deceased by family members in his home. The sheriff reports the body was burned and it was incinerated, and explains the fire was low heat and neither the surrounding furnishings nor the home were damaged. The sheriff believes the man may have passed away from a rare case of spontaneous human combustion. He was a regular smoker and drinker. Although the official autopsy results are still pending, the sheriff states, "I think there's only about 200 cases worldwide, and I'm not saying that this has happened, I'm just saying that we haven't ruled it out." In 2011, an Irish pensioner was discovered dead in his home. A coroner concluded that the 76-year-old man died of spontaneous human combustion. The only fire damage was on the body, the floor below, and the ceiling above the victim. The coroner states, this fire was thoroughly investigated, and I'm left with the conclusion that this fits into the category of spontaneous human combustion, for which there is no adequate explanation.
The heat that they hear in their head is at 10 hertz. And does that possibly create some sort of altered state?
That's the theory.
You'll see, only at 4029.
It's a bizarre case, but it's interesting.
Sequoia County Sheriff Ron Lockhart says the death of 65-year-old Danny Van Zandt is so unusual that he personally attended the autopsy in Tulsa.
I can't really release anything that was found in the medical examiner's during the autopsy, but all I can say is that for the experts, it's unusual.
The sheriff says it may be a case of human combustion.
Yeah.
speculation or reporting, I think there was an ignition source which caught him on fire, and he sat there and burned.
Sheriff Lockhart says family members reported Van Zandt drank and smoked heavily.
There has to be an ignition source, a cigarette or anything like that, but then you look at the alcohol use that the victim possibly was drinking a lot, smoking cigarettes, not bathing, not taking good hygiene, and it could cause the combustion.
The sheriff also says they don't suspect Van Zandt was murdered.
Well, that's why we're looking at other aspects, why this person is on fire in his kitchen and is incinerated the way he is, because there's no other damage to the house.
With the honor and the blessing and the benefit and the privilege of
Ray Raines, 4029 News.
Autopsy test results should be completed next week.
Man, when you walk about 15 or 20 miles, you won't be stutting that ass. You won't be hard to hold that ass up. You won't be strutting that ass.
Well, it's just been so crazy out here. As you can imagine, but about an hour ago, and I never heard no explosion.
We now join the State of the Union already in progress.
And to the 16-year-old boy from Denver, whose life was snuffed out just 2 weeks after his father from New Mexico was killed in the very same way, I say, great, more of that. For the state of my union is strong and getting stronger. Thanks to the efforts of my administration, we are a new nation. A nation whose government can kill its citizens at will. Now I know some will say, what about the law? What about our Constitution? To those doubters, those unwilling to change, I say this. If I do it, it's legal. And if other high-level members of my administration do it, that's also legal. See, this is what democracy is all about. People working together, no matter where their office is located in the White House. And to those unwilling to change, I say this. This is not illegal assassination. This is legal assassination-like targeted killing, which is a change from a legal assassination. These killings can only be carried out if there is an imminent threat.
Imminent does not mean imminent in the sense of the word imminent.
The state of my union is streamlined to eliminate the due process of the past. There's still due process. It's whatever I do. And to those who would question giving the White House the power to kill without judges, juries, or even charges, I say this. Come on, it's me. I'm hope, change, puppy dogs and flowers. I'm not George Bush. Plus, whether it's killing Americans or killing just plain old foreigners, mine is the most transparent administration. Oh.
Caught in the grip of the city. Caught in the grip of the city. Caught in the grip of the city.
Blessing family.
New Bower, everyone.
Got them all wet, shaking what they mama gave you.
Spontaneous human combustion is playing in this investigation. It's a story you'll only see on 4029.
The cause of this house fire is still undetermined, where they found a man dead inside his home, but the sheriff says he isn't ruling out spontaneous human combustion as one of those causes. Investigators say they found a man dead from a fire lying on the kitchen floor, but the sheriff says there were only reports of smoke coming from the house.
You know, it's a real mystery.
Fire investigators who have years of experience say they've never heard or seen anything like this before.
I really would like to see the coroner's report on this one after it goes to the state crime.
This strange case has everyone talking about the rare phenomenon.
Human combustion, I've never heard of it before, so I really don't think there's something else to it.
Side is that this is a good time for parents to start talking to their kids about drugs.
Chicken, and she walked away and was gone just a little bit too long, and it sparked a set of paper towels, and from there all Hades broke loose. And when I walked out, I swear to God, If this gentleman can pan over to that taller tree, the fireball was as high as that tree. Oh my God, yeah, well, what would you call that? 50 yards? But the garage was already collapsed. And this was before I even knew it was happening.
Okay. Oh, whoa. Yeah. Hello. I'm Furious George. I'm going to be signing off here, trying to tame the microphone on the deli. How many mics do we rip on the deli? That's some old school Diggable Planets from 1995, I think, where they ripped that, and this guy named Blauen spun that in there with some of those crazy stuff. Speaking of underground crazy stuff, I just can't help it. We're going to play another little track from the Bauer album that's just going crazy all over the world right now with the Harlem Shake. And we'll also do some other fun stuff here in the next hour or so, Michael Power Radio. If you like what you're hearing, you like what the Furious George show does to you and your soul, go to wcomfm.org or go to furiousg.blogspot.com, and you can see some old school Furious George shows where we've been doing it here for many, many years. So thanks for listening, and that's the reason why I keep doing it, because I just know there's some folks out there jamming out like I do, and I'll be back next week. So until then, you know, go to FuriousGeorge.com, I'm sorry, FuriousG.blogspot, and you can find this particular show and download it tomorrow. Yeah, we've got nipples on the front window. Sorry, I'm serious. We've got people who are being crazy on the front window. If somebody could come here and help me out. Apparently the local General Assembly has now outlawed involuntary nipple showage. So that's totally illegal. I wish you put that away right now. For everyone else who's out there and wondering what the heck's going on, so am I. Join the party. Hey, I'm Furious. I'll be back next week. Stick around. Poach. contagious.
Harlem shake.